KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, a chance of rain mainly before 1 p.m. Partly sunny, highs near 41, west winds 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts as high as 30. Tonight, a chance of rain between 10 p.m. and 1 a.m., then showers likely after 1 a.m., increasing clouds with lows around 38. Southwest winds 5 to 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 20. And Tuesday, scattered showers before 1 p.m., then a chance of rain after 4 p.m., cloudy with highs near 40, west winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a low tide at 2:06 a.m. at 4 feet 1 inch, a high at 8:03 a.m. at 5 feet 8 inches, a low at 4:05 at 6 inches, and a high tonight at 11:28 at 5 foot 1 inch. Your sun rose at 7:22 this morning and your sun will set at 10 o'clock, giving us 14 hours and 38 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Yeah, coming up now we have Queen with Brighton Rock and then Bad Company with Feel Like Making Love. After that, Bachman Turner's Overdrive's big hit, Taking Care of Business.
I think about you, I think about love. Darling, I don't live without you and your love. If I had those golden dreams of my yesterday, if I think about you, I think about love. Darling, if I live without you, I live without love. And if I had the sun and moon, and they were shining, satisfying, feel like making.
Yeah, I had the Styx next with Fooling Yourself. After that, Metallica with Nothing Else Matters and Dreams by Fleetwood Mac.
Thank you.
lost I seek, and I find in you. Every day for us something new. Open mind for a different view, and nothing else.
This is Dr. Michael Livingstone from Cold Bay on the Alaska Peninsula. In 1964, the magnitude 9.2 earthquake took down all systems, water, electricity, and communications. My dad had to get into his little car and drive to the top of Baldy Mountain and turn on his car radio to receive updates and news from a radio station in California. Support your local radio station.
Fiber Plus Internet is now available in Sandpoint and King Cove. GCI offers high-speed internet in your community at the same plans and pricing as in Anchorage. More information is available at gci.com/internet.
You should have seen me with a poker man.
Jethro Tull is next with Bongo and the Congo. Or is that Bungle in the Jungle? After that, we have Graham Parker with How You Can't Be Too Strong. Okay, the Ted Nugent with Stronghold. Sorry to laugh at myself, but I can't help it.
Walking through forests of hungry apartments, scoffed at the monkeys who live in their dark tents. Down by the water hole, drunk every Friday, eating their nuts, saving their raisins for Sunday. Lions and tigers who wait in the shadows, they're fast but they're lazy, and sleep in green meadows. Well, that's Bongo in the Jungle. Well, that's all right by me, yes. Well, I'm a tiger when I want love. I'm a snake if we disagree. Just say a word and the boys will be right there with claws at your back to send the children night air. Is it so frightening to have me at your shoulder? Thunder and lightning couldn't be bolder. I'll light up your tombstone. I thank you for dinner. This game that we animals play is the winner. Well, let's bungle in the jungle. Well, that's all right by me. Yes, I'm a tiger. Snakes in the grass. He's a lover of life, but a player of pawns. Yes, the king on a sunset lies waiting for dawn to light up his jungle as players resume. The monkeys see willing to strike up the tune. But let's bungle in the jungle. Well, that's all right by me.
Tear it out with talons of steel and give you a shot so that you wouldn't feel, and washed it away as if it wasn't real. It's just a mistake I won't have to face. Don't give it a name, don't give it a place, don't give it a chance. It's lucky in a way. It must have felt strange to find me inside you. I had unintended to stay. Did you wanna keep it right? Put it to sleep at night. Squeeze it until it could say, you can't be too strong. You can't be too strong. can't be too strong. Can't be too strong. You decide what's wrong. Rejoice and shout myself dry and go see the boys. They laugh when I say I left it overseas. Yeah, babe, I know it gets dark down by Luna Park, but everybody else is squeezing out a spark that happened in the heat somewhere in the dark. The doctor gets nervous completing the service. His eye rubber gloves and no head. Yes, he fumbles the light switch. It's just another minor hitch. Wishes to God he was dead. But you can't be too strong. You can't be too strong. You can't be too strong. Too strong. You decide what's wrong. Can't be too hard, too tough, too rough, too right, too wrong. And you can't be too strong, baby.
day. I got news, you never got to go.
And that was done by the one known as Terrible Ted, Ted Nugent. Now we have Sounds Wild, then a little Bad Company of Silver, Blue, and Gold. And, well, let me see, 5, 6, 7. That's about it, folks.
From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is Earth Date. Ancient people had surprisingly modern heating and cooling systems. In Rome, they had hypocausts. A furnace outside a building burned wood. Then a series of ducts carried its hot air under the floor, heating the tile from beneath, like today's radiant heating. From there, it flowed up within the walls to warm baths, saunas, or rooms before exiting the roof. In the Americas, the Anasazi had their own heating systems. They built house walls with thick adobe bricks that absorbed daytime heat, keeping buildings cool, then radiated it during the cold desert night, keeping occupants warm. They built cliff dwellings under south-facing overhangs, protected from the summer sun, but positioned to absorb it in winter. Before them, Sumerians invented the wind catcher, a tower or high duct on the windward side of a building that funneled the breeze down into it, forcing out hot air on the leeward side. For extra cooling, they directed the incoming air across a pool of water. Wind catchers cooled most ancient desert civilizations and are still used there and elsewhere. Britain installed them on many buildings in the 1970s through 90s. We could revisit more of these ancient climate control systems today for regions with unreliable electricity or that experience frequent power outages. Naturally heated and cooled buildings could help keep people comfortable and healthy while reducing energy requirements significantly. I'm Scott Tinker.
Earth Date is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin with the generous support of Kay and Scott Sheffield and the Hildebrand Foundation. To hear hundreds more Earth Date episodes or to support this program, visit earthdate.org.
I'm standing here wondering where. was something of love that was mine.